Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the pregame hype continues for North-South of 59th meeting Friday night, but for the first time, both teams 5A ranked in the top 10. Last year's overtime win at North, obviously the first one for Gabe Johnson as Panther head coach, about as memorable as one could script. That said, the message this week in the Panther camp, very clear.
I think the big deal for us, Joe, is that, you know, and typically here, that we've always tried to treat this game and just like another week, you know. And I told our kid, the Bloomington North game, I told him on Saturday morning, is the most important game that we've played because they're the next game. And that's it. And we haven't done anything differently. We've approached practice the same way. We know we've got some dynamic players to play to try and stop, but we kind of go about business as usual, trying to get better.
Panther head coach Gabe Johnson, South 44-14 in the all-time ledger. Chalk talk with both he and Scott Bless from Huff Memorial. 6:25 will be coverage time on presale of tickets. Let's see, $6 at the North Boys soccer game tonight back there at the Circle Lot tonight from 6 until 7:30 at the Panther Tennis Courts. Thought for the day, well, the difference between successful people and others is how long they spend time feeling sorry for themselves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the landscape has changed. No cardboard cutouts in an empty stadium. The six-game home season, well, it opens Saturday night, 7:30. Fans kind of starving, aren't they? It's a tailgate to sit in a seat. Vice President and Director of Athletics Scott Dolson with us last Saturday at Iowa.
Joe, you said that very well. Our fans have been incredible. I mean, first time in over 40 years to have a non-conference game sold out in the Cincinnati game and Ohio State game's not far behind at all, and the Michigan State game as well. And what we're doing is we're doing everything we can to make certain we welcome our fans back and have a great experience. And one key thing is make certain the fans leave early. And we're working with Martinsville to do all we can to make it smooth.
Any protocols in place for the game, mask, no mask?
The only real change right now is that we'll be masked indoors. So if you're inside the stadium club or in any of the premium seating areas, that there will be masks. But other than that, it is pretty much back to normal. We'll encourage people, if they want to wear masks, that they're certainly welcome to and can. I think we will have several people, but we're not requiring that.
FYI, Scott will join us, Glass, Chuck Crabb, and yours truly, Friday on The Big Show at 3:30. Thought for the day, you know, guiding principles in life, very simple. Be honest, genuine, thoughtful, and caring. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.